Welcome back to the first weekly netball podcast of the decade and of the new year.
Woo!
Woo!
2020.
I am delighted to welcome back Becky Dunn in the studio with me. I'm very sorry we missed you last week, but we're going to make up for it this week with just pure charisma. So let's start with the cup matches results from last week. So in the cup, Marbury Misfits A beat Brown Crane Tomb Raiders 50-36 with player of the match going to the lovely Emma Riley.
Yeah, that was it was a really fun game to play in, actually. It was such a nice way to welcome us back to netball in 2020. It was played kind of in the right spirit. We did, unfortunately, I would say probably won it in the first quarter, and we just kind of came out the blocks fighting, and Tomb Raiders kind of struggled a bit to kind of find the shooters in the circle. However, the three quarters after that were evenly matched, which was good. You know, the Tomb Raiders, I think, are a very solid team that are sometimes underestimated.
Absolutely.
And we absolutely never go into a game against them complacent. Both teams have been hit kind of with injuries, missing a few players from pregnancies. So it'll be exciting. We play them again, actually, this week
tomorrow
in the league. So, you know, it could be anyone's game, like we said. And hopefully both teams will get off to a strong first quarter and give us an exciting game for the first league game of 2020.
I will be there watching. And I'm assuming, obviously, because you're Marbury Misfits A, you will be backing yourself to win that game.
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be maybe probably a bit... my team would probably kill me if I said, actually,
yeah,
we're not going to win. You know, we always go out to win, and hopefully. But like I said, both teams have kind of been hit and we'll be missing a few players from injuries. You know, we've not got Lauren Ellison in the circle and she's normally so solid for us. Mm. And last week they were missing it. Sarah Jones fractured her thumb, I think it was. So, you know, in defence for them. So it'll be interesting to see, but it should be a fun game. Always playing in the right spirit. And, you know, they are a lovely team, so...
Absolutely. Going back to the cup matches, Thompson 1 beat Simcox Blue 40-19 with player of the match going to Lexa Hattersley from Thompson.
Yeah, this one I thought actually...
would have been closer.
Would have been a lot closer. You know, Simcox Blue had a tough first start to this season, you know, and maybe didn't find their feet, and I thought they might come out kicking this side of the league, or the year, sorry, decade. What? I don't even know what year we're in anymore. This side of the season, but, you know, Thompson 1, don't get me wrong, had a few players back. You know, they had Alice Cross back shooting inside. She's very solid in there. You know, she very rarely misses. And if she does, she's able to pick up the rebound quite easily. So, unfortunately for them, I did think it would be a lot closer. I hope that maybe it was just kind of a case of first week back after Christmas, you know, struggling to find their feet, and they do come back this week in the league and fight for a position. So,
Vars, in the Vars competition, Route 1 Connections beat Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders 43-39. That's a very close score, with player of the match going to Nicola Spencer from Route 1.
Yeah, so obviously Route 1 Connections, due to their position in the league, have gone down to fight for the Vars. And Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders are fighting at the top of their league. They were looking for promotion this year. I think they're still fighting for it, but have quite a job to do to get it. So this was always going to be a close game, you know, because on paper they should be quite evenly matched. Mm. I just maybe didn't think it would be this close. Route 1 did see the return of Kat, which was really nice to see. She was inside the shooting circle for a bit, with Erin Keegan as well, you know, coming back from injury. And those two worked really, really well together. Surprisingly, Nicola Spencer was actually in mid-court, so she wasn't in shooting, which is a risk.
Nicola is usually goal attack, isn't she?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a risky move. She is solid shooting. You know, she very rarely misses those long-range shots. But obviously on the day it worked for them and for her, you know, maybe she's found a new position, and getting player of the match from that centre bib, I would not be able to do it. Centre four quarters. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see coming out into the league whether they keep that structure with Erin and Kat being able to back and play, or whether they kind of mix it up again going into the league fixtures. But a good win for them, they deserved it. And I'm happy for Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders to keep it close, because obviously it shows that they are competing at the level they want to be.
Mm. So, Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders, I just have the Jaws theme tune music. You know, like, they're just like, they're not quite there yet, but they're coming. Like,
oh,
they're,
yeah, absolutely. Dun, 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 dun. Like, what? They're what? Shots?
Are you talking, are you drunk? Like,
but no, absolutely, yeah. You know, they've got some absolute solid players. Kim Hicklin in there, you know, she... for me, should be playing up in that Premiership division.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, they're working their way up, and I think they will come to bite some of us very soon. So.
Good. I like how you carried on my
See
metaphor.
See what I did there.
Very good. And in the Vars comp, Dan Plant Young Farmers beat SNP Ballasalassie by just 2 points. Player of the match went to Niamh Skillicorn from Ballasalassie.
Again, unfortunately, I didn't get to see any of this match, but, you know, looking at the results there, quite an exciting game to watch. Niamh Skillicorn, if I'm correct, is quite a young player.
I was just about to say, I wasn't aware Niamh was playing with Ballasalassie because I think she's 14.
Yeah, so
that's fantastic. I know she came down to training on Tuesday night and she slotted in like seamlessly.
Which is great to see, you know, and actually great for Ballasalassie as a club to be bringing them junior players through that recognise the name actually from school netball. And Niamh is a very, very solid player. You know, she's very calm under pressure and
mature.
You know, obviously, unfortunately for them, it didn't go the way they wanted it to. But for an umpire and scorers to be picking out a player of the match for me from a losing side must say a lot about that player. So well done, Niamh.
Yeah, definitely. In the plate, Thompson 2 beat Simcox Green Eagles 25-23. There's so many close games. It's brilliant. Player of the match went to Tegan Horrocks from Thompson 2.
Yeah, and that is absolutely exciting. You know, two clubs going up against each other with very solid foundations and, you know, work the skills of their players. Unfortunately, again, I didn't get to see much of this. I really need to expand my horizons sometimes. I just kind of end up at my game and then get distracted.
It's difficult, though, when you're playing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But another close game. You know, I don't know how players do it in these situations. And it'd be interesting to see actually who was up going into the last few minutes of the game and whether it was a Thompson pulled it back or Simcox kind of unfortunately lost it. But good for Tegan Horrocks to get herself player of the match in such a close game.
And PwC Manx Gems Sapphires 33, Thompson 3, 36. Got another one. And player of the match went to Mika Chen, which I'm chuffed about. Mika is a fantastic player. And I have to be brutally honest, she is so hard on herself. I don't think she realises how good she is, but she's constantly just aspiring to be better and better and better. So I'm chuffed that she's been rewarded with a player of the match.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love that attitude from anyone, you know. That's the way kind of leagues and competitions get driven above is people pushing themselves and going for it. What a weekend, though, for Thompson as a club, though, to take away two very close wins and two player of the matches. I'm impressed. Well, three actually, if you then include their cup competition, Lexa Hattersley getting player of the match as well. So
Thompson takeover.
Yeah. Oh, like Thompson takeover.
Good alliteration.
T-T. Yeah. Oh, Alaman all
And in the medal, Simcox White Eagles, they lost to SNP Ballasalassie 13-28 with player of the match going to Claire Crowe again.
Yes, and I did actually see some of this game. Was I umpiring? I think I actually umpired this game. I was like, I'm sure
watching this game. Oh wait, I was umpiring.
I was like, I'm sure I had a discussion with someone because we talked about Claire Crowe's reach.
Yeah,
is unbelievable. Her stretch and her wingspan is just, you know, and that's what Simcox White Eagles really struggled with as shooters. You know, she was reaching and they maybe were getting frustrated that it wasn't being called, but they were actually bringing the ball to her hand. She had the perfect position as a defender. Every time they were bringing the ball to her hand and she was getting a tip on it. And, she had a fantastic game. Some great shooting again from Joe Hicks in that shooting circle and Rebecca Hands. And they worked the ball really well, I thought, Ballasalassie, around the shooting circle to get the right shot rather than just forcing it in and taking a shot. They worked it quite well with Holly McGowan and Gemma Collister.
Very patient play.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was nice to watch. It was a nice game to watch.
And finally, my gosh, you are spoiled for choice, spectators. Simcox Silver Eagles beat Route 1 Vaults by just 2-30-28 with player of the match going to Millie Kimvig from Simcox Silver.
Yeah, that's a great score for those two teams to be fighting so closely together. And I like that. There were some young players in both teams. I remember seeing them across court. You know, Ruby Thompson for Route 1 Vaults, she had a stormer of a game fighting against some pretty strong, pretty tall players. And for Millie there to pick up player of the match, well, that's great for her and I'm proud of her.
Good. Oh. Excellent. Well, that is, well, a really exciting way to start the second half of the season. So long may that continue. Looking to tomorrow's fixtures then on Sunday the 12th of January in the Prem, we have Thompson 1 versus SNP Ballasalassie A. Which I am looking forward to.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be quite an exciting game, obviously, with the under 21s
and under 19s. I know
some are being away this weekend. Ashley Hall isn't available to play, but I have learnt the news that Gemma Kirkham will be making her return to Isle of Man netball.
She is, yeah.
And she is super excited. You know, she's a strong player and she'll get embarrassed if I say this, but you know, she's a very solid shooter, and having her in a shooting circle, anyone would be terrified to go up against her. It'll be exciting to see. I think she's excited to get back to it. She was speaking to me, obviously, being out in the States, they didn't really have netball, she couldn't really be playing, so she's coming back fresh and ready to play, so it's fun. Funny story, actually, we went for a run last night, which we very rarely do, and we got out the car and it was fine, it was pleasant, and then next minute it started hailing and it started wind. And
hailing?
Every possible weather that could have hit us. And she was like, why are we doing this? And
it's a sign.
Once you get too far though, you can't turn back, you just gotta keep going.
Good on you for going out in that weather though.
Well, saying that, or tomorrow you might hate me because we could both have colds. Maybe that's where my voice is coming from, but oh, no. We'll see.
Yeah, so that should be a good game. I know that Thompson are missing some players as well. Fern and Lexa are both competing away in Hertfordshire this weekend, so best of luck to them.
Yeah, and you know, they're two key players of that team, so it might be detrimental, but hopefully it'll be quite a good fight. I do think Ballasalare will take the lead, but I do think it'll be a lot closer than we anticipate with those players being out, so...
Simcox Gold Eagles versus Simcox Red, so that should be a bit of a walkover. No offence to Simcox Gold.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Simcox Gold first season is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, and
I've had a Christmas off. first season in the Prem, so you know, and Simcox Red have been winning the Prem, so it should be a walkover. But like we've spoken about before, sometimes these club games don't go the way we think they will, because you know, people underestimate teams, or kind of underdogs come out, you know, fighting for everything. I hope they get half. I think some Cox Gold Eagles have had a strong start to the year, or start to the season, and I think they deserve to keep fighting and stay up in the Prem. They put on some solid performances, so it'll be an interesting game to watch.
Your game, which we touched on earlier, so Brown Crane Tomb Raiders versus Marbury Misfits A. I'm going to be coming down to the NSC at 11 o'clock tomorrow to watch that one. I think it'll be a really good game.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said, a nice game to watch, and hopefully, you know, both teams will come out from the starting blocks. We're quite lucky we've got Holly back this week in defence, which kind of gives us a rotation that we didn't have last week, but... you know, we'll see what happens. You never know what happens on the day.
You never know. I'm going to put my money on you to take that game. And no pressure. But and Route 1 Connections versus Simcox Blue Eagles.
This should be a tight game, actually, because they're both kind of fighting to stay out of relegation.
It will, yeah. I'm going to stick around and watch this one as well.
Yeah, I think that would actually be one of the games to watch this week, I think. You know, Route 1 have the upper hand at the minute if they have that squad that they had playing last week, with Kat back, Nikki Spencer, Erin Keegan. But we shall see. You know, Simcox Blue haven't had the best start, and last week probably didn't come out as strong as we thought they would, but we'll see what happens. You never know.
I'm going to back Route 1 in that game.
Yeah, I think that's probably the safest bet.
Okay, and that is at 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the NSC. Moving on to Division 1, we have PwC Manx Gems Rubies versus Thompson 3.
So this should be interesting. PwC Manx Gems are actually at the top of their league at the minute.
They're storming it.
Yeah, with Thompson 3 unfortunately being at the bottom. So, you know, they should, on paper, it should be a walkover game. But like we said, you never know who turns up. There might be some of them away. I think Becca Cook could actually be away with the under-19s this week.
I believe she is, yeah.
Yeah, her first kind of outing with those guys. So, you know, she's strong for that team. So they might miss her. We'll see what they do and kind of how they move that team around to fill that spot. So
I'm going to back Rubies on this one. But I hope Thompson 3 come out and at least get half in that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Castletown Bink versus Marbury Misfits B. This is always a good matchup between these two teams because they've kind of to'd and fro'd between winning these games for a while now. And I don't know, it's just kind of like it's just got a reputation around this match that it's going to be fired up, and both teams want it so much. It's like another level of, we want to get this one now. Because I know Castletown Pink, I think they won the previous couple meets in this fixture.
Marbury Misfits are actually in fourth place, with Castletown Pink being in seventh.
Right.
But there's not that much in between the points. You know, Castletown Pink are on 14 with Marbury Misfits on 20. And, you know, a few games going Castletown Pink's way could, you know, sway that. I have absolute faith in Marbury Misfits B. You know, obviously there are our kind of club team, and I will back them till the end. Mm-hmm. But actually just seeing them, the way they've come out training this year, you know, Anna McChesney in that shooting circle for me. I had the pleasure of playing with Anna towards the start of the season, and she is just so netball sound in her movement.
She works it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she would make me look good by her movement, giving me the space to drive into, and the balls that she would put in, and, you know, then her own shooting ability as well. So for me, I think Marbury Misfits B would be my choice, regardless of my bias, for who might win this. But like we said, it's always a fiery match, and it's who comes out in the morning ready and pumped to
and
take the win.
So. I usually find in this game it comes down to who can keep their cool in the dying minutes of the game, because it's usually goal for goal in the previous times that I've seen this match. But yeah, I'm going to put my money on Marbury Misfits B as well. Mm-hmm. Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders versus Thompson 2.
So Long and Humphrey are in second place at the minute, and like I said, they were fighting for promotion this year. It's still within reach as far as I'm aware, but they will have to have quite a successful side of the season this side. Thompson 2 down in 8th place, so I think it will be a bit of a walkover here for Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders. But like we said, I hope Thompson 2 can pull out half and get some points that they deserve.
Yeah.
You know, they're young teams, not as experienced, and you know, they're still learning, but to be fighting teams like Long and Humphrey, who we said have obviously proved themselves last week to be kind of at a Prem standard, you know, Thompson 2 will learn a lot from that game. So,
and like you say, Thompson have a lot of young players in their teams, and I think it's important to remember that just because you're not winning games, that doesn't mean that the skills aren't there and the talent isn't there and the grit and determination isn't there. You just have to remember that the teams that they're playing have, well, one, are usually a fair few years older and have been playing together for a much longer time. So I know it's easy to get disheartened when you're not winning all the time, but you can get a lot. It's a big learning curve and it's a big step.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these girls are the future. So I do hope that they keep their heads up and battle on, because there's a lot of talent in Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at Thompson 1, that's essentially the story of them, isn't it? They were quite a young squad, and over the years have developed, and now for me, that, you know, they're a team that are really fighting for a top three place. It's in
always
the
challenging, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, in Division 1, SNP Ballasalla C versus Route 1 Turbos.
Oh, so this will be quite a clash, I think, with Route 1 Turbos being in third place on 20 points and SNP Ballasalla C being in fifth on 19 points. So everything to play for tomorrow with that game. It looks a bit like Route 1 have had a few more wins on their hands. They are actually a few games short by the looks of it from the league standings. However, Ballasalla C, you know, I've watched them a few times and they're very solid. They have played together for a while and seem to have quite a sound structure on the way they want to play and bringing that ball down the court. So it'll be an interesting game.
Who are you going to put your money on?
Oh, for me, I have to say Route 1 Turbos.
You do, that's fine.
Because I used to play for them. However, you know, Mia Quinn and Ballasalla C will probably kill me for saying that. and actually, you know, Mia, if she's inside that shooting circle and she's on, it could be anyone's game. So, yeah.
I'm going to put my money on Ballasalla. In Division 2, WDS Limited, Young Farmers B versus PwC Manx Gems Sapphires.
Again, kind of a top of the table of PwC Manx Gems Sapphires and WDS Limited, Young Farmers B.
We need to sort of shorten this, I think.
Yeah. Are in seventh place with only 2 points. So I think it will be a bit of a walkover for Manx Gem Sapphires. Again, you know, though, Young Farmers have seen it training. And like I said, they have worked hard. They're working hard at training to improve. And I guess it's who they put out on the day, who they have to play, and, you know, who turns up, really. Hopefully they'll get half at least, because they deserve some points. They don't deserve to be kind of trailing by that many. So.
Yeah, I'm going to back Gems Sapphires there as well. PwC Manx Gems Emeralds versus Castletown Navy.
Oh, this will be an interesting one.
It will.
Castel Navy in fourth place and PwC Manx Emeralds in fifth. Oof. It's all to play for here to take a spot and maybe knock someone down. I do think, though, Castel Navy will probably have the upper hand, the experience and kind of the calmness to take the win, especially if it's a close game.
Just to make it interesting, then, I will back Manx Gems Emeralds.
We need to do a forfeit, really.
We do. Yeah, we do. And it needs to be like, right, we'll have a think. So it's not like a rubbish forfeit.
Yeah, not burpees.
Not burpees, no. Definitely not. Thinking more serious, like... down a bottle of vodka. No, I'm joking. I'm
joking. Only if we're only over 18.
Of course, of course. Full disclosure. Not encouraging underage drinking.
Some people did that for fun, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, on New Year's Day.
Crazy.
And in Division 2, just to cap us off, Simcox Green Eagles versus Spaniards.
Yeah, and again, another interesting one. Spaniards are in second place with 23 points and Simcox Green Eagles in third with 22. So it looks like, for me, this is a fight for second place tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I've not really seen Spaniards play. I've only really seen Simcox Green Eagles, and there is a lot of kids on that team that I really do rate. So I probably have to say that I'm going to back them. I'm hoping that it comes down to, if it is a close game, they're able to keep their cool, you know, and actually take the win. But we'll have to see.
Ailish will approve of you backing Simcox. But again, just to keep things spiced up and interesting, I'm going to back Spaniards. Division 3, Absolute Scaffolding Red take on Route 1 Vaults.
Oh, interesting. Both these teams are on the same amount of points, so 19 each. So it seems to be tomorrow there'll be a lot of how the season is fights for table position in this season.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems to be happening in the first week of the league, which is always fun.
I like that.
Both on 19, both with a similar amount of wins. I think Route 1 have got one more win over Absolute Scaffolding. So it should be interesting to see. I think, who am I going to put my money on? I'm going to have to go, you know, Absolute Scaffolding. Only because, and I do love Route 1 as a club, and I do apologise, I will finish school early on Monday because they're training there, so I'll be like, get out of there. Absolute Scaffolding have a shooter. Now, I'm really sorry, and I will have to, when I see her, ask her name again, but I watched one game that was umpiring. She just didn't miss. Mm. Edge of the circle, inside, rebounding, and if she is on form tomorrow, I think she's going to be very hard to stop inside that shooting circle, so... we'll have to see what Route 1 put up against her.
Okay, so you're going Absolute Scaffolding Red. I will go for Route 1 Vaults. Simcox White Eagles versus Simcox Silver Eagles.
Oh, and this will be interesting. Simcox Silver actually have an undefeated standing at the minute in their league. So, you know, on paper it looks like they should take the win. But Simcox White could come out fighting, you know. Hopefully they'll get half. I always find it hard when... it must be a hard position as a team to be in. You know, you want your club to do well, but at the same time, you don't want to give them an easy half and an easy point, especially if you're fighting to get yourself up there. But we'll see. Simcox Silver, I think, will take it, though. And hopefully they can continue their season undefeated.
I will also back Silver. What are your thoughts on, you know, how when there are club games and a team, they discuss about... whether they're going to let someone get half and whatnot. So it's like a manufactured score. Now, for me, I don't know if it's selfish, but I just can't bring myself to do that.
No, I agree. And I get why people would do it.
To benefit the club.
To benefit the club. To keep, you know, two teams up in a division. However, if you're having to play soft to allow your team to get that half, do they deserve to be in that division? Is it beneficial for them? I know from my point of view, I would not know kind of how to play soft, if
yeah,
that makes
same.
Sense. Like, how do you fix
the game?
Trying
to shoot and, like, sending it through the window.
To be fair, I do that anyway, actually. But, you know, how do you fix it? Is it... but, you know, I think teams... it is tough because as a club, you all want to do well, but, you know, it's how it goes on the day. I think teams could actually say, yeah, look, we'll try and let you get half, but actually when it comes to it, might not. And... to keep the fairness of the league, I think every team every week should just put out their best squad,
yeah.
Fight their hardest to win, regardless of kind of who they're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Because I think, you know, if you do go soft, then like you say, should you really be in that league to begin with if you're having to sort of manipulate... Oh, it's such a strong word, that.
That was a great word.
Thank you, if you have to manipulate the game. And finally, to top us off, Thompson 4 versus PwC, Manx, Gems, Tanzanites. Tanzanites are always the last team we read out. It's a very pleasant way to end, though, Tanzanites.
It's a great
name. You've
got
such a good name, yeah.
I'd love to know who thought that name. This is actually a bottom-of-the-table clash. So it'll be interesting to see. Thompson Travel 4 have one win, whereas Tanzanites actually have no wins. So it'll be interesting to see who takes the win here to kind of keep themselves out of that bottom place. But both new teams into the league, you know, in first season, as far as I'm aware, in the kind of senior league. So, you know, they'll have learnt a lot, and actually it'll be interesting to see them put it together against each other when they're of a similar standard. So
absolutely. Yeah, always interesting to see two new teams go head-to-head. Who are you putting your money on?
I'm going to go with PwC, Manx, Gems, Tanzanites, because I just think Trudy Horsall has done such a good job with that club structure of getting juniors in.
Yeah, she really has.
Nailing the basic fundamentals, you know, and working together. So I'm going to put my money there for Trudy.
Fabulous.
Trudy, you better make some money
here. I'll go Thompson for them. Awesome. So those are the games for tomorrow. Just quickly... we'll do a challenge of the week, but we're going to call it the New Year's Netball Resolution.
I love that.
Thank you.
Can we also just go back to the last challenge of the week that we did?
What was the last challenge of the week?
A behind the back pass.
Oh, yes.
And can I just say I nailed it?
Did you do
it? In a game, Hannah Riley and all my team are going to laugh at me because it's the only thing I've gone on about for the last not three weeks, because obviously the game's only a week ago. Yes, we were inside the shooting circle and basically... Tomb Raiders were doing such a good job of marking, I had no way of releasing the ball any other way.
Yeah.
The only way was to put it behind my back, right into Hannah Riley's hands. So I don't know.
Skills.
I think she was more shocked than anything that a pass had come inside the shooting circle, because she says I very rarely do. And even more shocked that it was behind the back.
That is awesome.
And worked. So.
You have such basketball skills, though.
Yeah, it is one that we try and nail down in basketball. But can I just say... the only time I did that in a netball game that I can remember and it being successful, because I've done it many times unsuccessfully, was in a school fixture against Castle Rushen to Lauren Ellison. So that was probably a decade ago. So it's obviously a skill I can replicate once a decade.
Yeah.
So don't anyone expect to see it again till 2030.
well done. That is a very cool thing to be able to do.
I think everyone could do it.
Everyone would just be like, oh, damn.
Well, that's the thing. We had some people watching, Gemma and Lydia, who come down to support. And the one cool thing I did was when they were up getting food.
Oh, for God's sake. Tracy Gemma
Dentist
and Lydia.
Was looking at her phone. So typically no one's seen
you just
it.
Can't get the crowds, can you? Okay, so for this week then, what shall we have as the New Year's Netball Resolution? What should the challenge be?
Oh, tough one.
So we've had the behind the back and we've also had a fake into the circle or wherever you want to use it.
Maybe we should go with actually one of your favourites, Ree, which I think you nail. The look away pass.
Oh, thanks.
I think the look away, it's so deceptive. It like people have done look away passes to me on my team and I don't realise they're passing to me. I just think it is... the best way to pass a ball and trick the defender.
Oh.
And you absolutely nail it.
Oh, thank you.
Was I watching you in training the other week and you did one and I actually thought you were passing the other way and it really... I was like, whoa, where's the ball card?
I'm just distracted by shiny things. So just, what's that?
But the look-away pass, let's go for that. If you spot a look-away pass that's successful, or if you catch one on film, even if you just want to practice it and send it to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am encouraging people, so like on the Manx Radio Sports Show, people text in to the studio. We're not going to get you to do that, but if you do see like a challenge of the week, or if you want to nominate someone that has stood out to you, or you've done something yourself that you're really proud of, do get in touch with either me or Becky.
Come on here and gloat like I just did.
I'd like to nominate me for Player of the week. Yeah, but we want to hear all about it, and it creates a culture of support, and that's what we're all about. So
yeah, absolutely.
Girl power and whatnot. So do get in touch with us over Facebook. But yeah, we'll leave it there for now. Becky, do you have a song in mind that you want to play us out with?
Ooh, I feel like it needs to be one about coming into the new decade. But obviously there's no song that says that at the minute.
The closest I can think of is Busted Year 3000.
Oh, okay, that's nowhere near, hopefully. Yeah. Let's go for one, actually. What's that song about school? Because actually what's really exciting, this start of January is the school netball season is starting and it's coming. So let's
exciting.
Go for maybe that school's out. For, well, it's not really out for summer though, that's the problem.
Mixed message.
Yeah, maybe like school's in for netball, we could just change.
And yes, let's introduce the School Netball League. So on these weekly podcasts, you will hear the results from the School Netball League as well.
Yes,
thank you very
absolutely.
Much, Becky. Best of luck in all your games, and yeah, break some legs.